Good morning or good afternoon. It's Renee, and I'm so appreciating what everyone has shared. And I fully own how I am and have been part of what might be called toxic masculinity. And I can see how my parents were influenced by it. I was told by my dad growing up, Renee, it's a man's world. And so I learned to be really tough. And from a young age, my mother told me, suck your stomach in, Renee, suck that stomach in. And those two mantras, I took those and I created a really tough exterior and didn't really live in my body, especially in my sacrum. And I had to have a, so I became sexually active at 18 and suddenly had to have surgery and removing my most of my ovaries. And I woke up during the surgery. I remember that. And I went in to see my PCP after the surgery, who was friends with my surgeon. And he told me what my surgeon said about my body while I was completely out of it and having the surgery. And I became, like a lot of women I know, very hypersexual. But I never experienced what it was like to really be in my body in a beautiful, full, sensual way. And I experienced very direct sexual violence in my 20s, and the experience wasn't validated really by me or my best friend. And I would say that much of my life has been about reclaiming, and I'm going to use your description, Sarah, or claiming for the first time the golden light within the sacred part of my being, the sacred part of my physicality, and looking very closely at how I have been, and I don't use this word lightly. I would say we all have been victimized, so to speak, by this energy of toxic masculinity. And I also own that I have been a part of it, objectifying others, objectifying myself, and really looking at how for myself, there was a while I went through this, and many women of somehow reclaiming our power means that we somehow take the power, so to speak, of toxic masculinity and somehow own it for ourselves. And we start to strut ourselves and work our sexuality in ways that we feel it gives us power over others. And I've been practicing shedding that for years, and I still see it in myself. I see it in social media, and it's a lifelong process so far for me. And this conversation is it's touching places in me that I wasn't aware I still held grief in. So I'm very grateful. Thank you.
And so addressing Mark, Russell, and Ken, are you starting to feel any kind of breakup of the toxic masculinity in a way that allows you to feel more the fullness of you? not in a gender way, but in your wholeness.
Yeah, so I don't know if it's my fascia or if it's happening on a cellular level, but it's everything is reorganizing in my being through this whole discussion, and I'm settling into a deeper space of wholeness, and I'm looking at the world in a completely different way, minute by minute, through this conversation.
And
And
you're a girl dad to be too. I yeah.
that was part of a big shift, I think. Yeah, I just feel less that there's a dissolving of this underlying anxiety I had that I wasn't even aware of. I think that's what was becoming, that was what was percolating so strongly yesterday afternoon and really all through last night and even this morning, and it was like coming to a culmination, and now I feel like it's really starting to dissolve in a cellular way.
Yeah. Well, you're all girl dads. You all have all three of you.
So I've just been sitting and holding space throughout this conversation, and living with Cindy has been very educational for me. She's incredibly passionate about this whole discussion, this whole topic, and obviously many of you are as well. And it's a privilege to be able to sit and listen and feel what's going on. And yeah, I think it gives me a deeper appreciation for the significance of the issue of toxic masculinity and just the oppression of the feminine in the world. And I think it's been shifting in a positive direction slowly. Over the past few years, I can feel it kind of shifting in that direction. And this sort of discussion, I think, is proof to me that there is hope that this is going to continue to improve for all the oppressed people in the world. And it's been a real privilege just to sit and listen.
Mark, can you feel in you where the toxic masculinity has a grip on you?
Chakra.
What does that feel like?
It's bad. It's powerful. And it's dark. And that's the seat of, I'm going through some health issues right now, and that's where it all sits.
Just even saying that in the circle has a lightning effect on it.
Yeah, I can feel that.
Yeah. Ken, can you feel that in you?
What this has brought up first, I've been trying to deal with my toxic masculinity for quite a while. I don't think this conversation has changed this. It's brought to light the complete invasiveness of the female culture with this fear, anxiety. And it is very, very sad to me. that that exists. It is truly devastating. And, you know, I feel like change takes many generations, you know, on the planet. It'll happen, but I'm so sad that people right here in this group are suffering with what this has brought on at a very early age and how it's limited their ability to be in their true feminine. Still at this point in their lives.
Can you sense an area of your body that might have the toxic masculinity might have a grip on you?
I feel, you know, my heart, you know, my chest is always tight, you know, I'm just, you know, that area.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard for me to face what's going on in the world. I think from a very young age, just all the stuff that doesn't fit, you know. And I'm in that. And I'm part of it. And, you know, I'm trying on my part. Certainly not there yet. And, you know, I'll say, you know, women are affected by toxic masculinity. Men are affected by toxic masculinity. At least I am.
Right.
It's not easy to see your fellow humans being locked up in concentration camps in America. There's just stuff going on. It's just, you know, and I'll take personal responsibility for my part in it, and I'm trying. I don't know if I'll ever release all of it. I thank everyone here for being so honest and so upfront about the effect that it's had on their lives. And I'm so sorry you've had to go through that.
Well,
God bless you all.
Oh, thank you. So if you can sense in your body where that grip is and understand that you've also been subject to this, it's your pathway to being freed up from it. And it, you know, when I say that, in each one of us, I'm sure you can like land, it just lands somewhere in your body or around your body, like a dot, a sticker, a space where you just know it lands, like Mark knew exactly where it landed. And we're going to let the light come in. And the pileated woodpecker is really going at it now. We're going to let the light come in now to bring in these beautiful new energies in the ceremonial space here. So nothing that you need to do. And nothing to achieve or nothing to expect. But the light is coming into the space. The illuminated beings are here. They're here. And they're very present in the circle. And this is when you just give up trying and allow without knowing, without expecting, just with a sense in your being that you're in the presence of a ceremonial space. There's multiple expansions going on. And the flame is lit, the solstice flame is lit in the center of the ceremony. There's still more expansion going on. We just landed in the new space generated by the solstice. I don't know if you can feel a sense of landing or deeply seated in your being. And this is the reality of the solstice or an equinox. Along with the shift and that alignment that occurs, we shift with it and are seated in the new energy that's generated in the next cycle. So it creates a much deeper alignment and coherence with the cosmic cycles. Which feels so much better to be in an expanded coherence with the greater dimensions. And there's the chubby hummingbird back. So we're in a ceremonial flow, which is greater than our personal flow, but includes the personal flow. And it's like a big, beautiful, blossoming rose or lotus or dahlia, peony that breathes with life and is rooted in the divine feminine and open to the divine light of the masculine and breathing in harmony, in cosmic harmony. So the threads, the energy, all the heavy energy we were bringing out was drawn out like when Kim described it, her vision of it at the beginning. You know, just gobs of heavy energy being released into the heavens, into the earth. And it extended beyond our personal heavy energy. It extended into the planet, the earth humanity, the humanity of our earth plane. And so there was a clearing on a earth level that also happened through the ceremonial space, not through you personally, but through the ceremonial space. So if it feels right to sense your calf muscles, your seat, your feet. Your presence. Pure presence. There may be a sense, maybe subtle, maybe more obvious, that you are participating in something greater than your own personal attunement and alignment. And how nice it would be to be in a living in a culture that was ceremonially attuned. Maybe we can remember what that's like.
Sarah, your blog on coherence was so wonderful. And hearing it articulated so clearly that how much wasted energy is tied up in internal, you know, well, I want to do this. No, that's not a good idea. But I want to. Well, maybe we should think about it. I mean, that internal back and forth of questioning your original impulse and how much energy is expended in that. That was a beautiful exposition of the difference between that and what the alignment of coherence is.
I know, I wish more and more of that for all of us. I really do. So right now we have a very strong sense of being embodied in an expansive way. I don't know about you, but my body feels really grounded and stable and solid, and my consciousness feels expanded and light. Does anyone else feel like that?
Yes, I was going to actually comment on that a moment ago about how solid and grounded is. Like, I could tell, like, one foot went grounded more, and then the next one went, and now it's totally solid. And I just feel, you know, how we say majestic, but it's more than that. It's like I feel magnified. To be like this 24/7 would be heaven. Yeah.
Yeah. I love that. Magnified. It's magnetic. Magnetism is associated with the feminine. It just feels really grounded with Mother Earth. And receptive to Father, Sun, Sky, peace. So we were just able to experience the full spectrum from personal to cosmic in a ceremonial space. And how dynamic that is, that we can have these personal feelings and pain and trauma, and within a ceremonial space, with the relationship with this multidimensional consciousness and illuminated beings, we can move through in ceremony and community and create an entirely different way of living. So when we're able to address, verbalize, recognize pain in a ceremonial experience, we don't have to get stuck. We can know that we can bring something to the ceremonial space and move it through. It doesn't have to stay forever. Anything more to share right now?
This is Tiffany.
Mm-hmm.
This thought has arisen that I just to clarify when I was saying my son was with me, I also wanted to clarify he couldn't hear the people that were sharing, and I didn't want to leave anybody hanging or feeling unsafe.
No, thank you for that. How is he? Is he okay?
He's okay. I can hear happy humming and singing in the background.
Okay, good. Good. And that kind of comment, Tiffany, is actually very important. Everyone who has spoken today, your comments are coming from integrity, authenticity, recognition of the beauty of everyone's soul. And it just touches me deeply to be with you all. So it looks like it's time for a lunch break here, or whatever brunch for those of you in the West. Why don't we take an hour and 15 minutes? So that would bring us, in my time, that would bring us to 2:15, that we can rejoin. So you can hang up here and I will send out another link. And you
Sarah?
Should have, yeah?
This is Susan, and I won't be coming back on. So I just wanted to let you know I have an engagement I have to go to.
Well, we'll miss you.
Well, I'll have to hear all about it later. I'm going to a musical, so it should be healing.
What are you going to see?
No, it's not a play. It's an orchestra.
Oh,
yes,
nice.
Yes.
Okay. Beautiful.
Okay, but I wanted to say thank you to you and everybody else. This has been incredible. I was in tears listening to everybody this morning. So thank you so much to everyone. Blessings. And have
you.
A good lunch.
Thank you. Okay, so you can hang up. You'll have a link email in the next half hour. If you don't, let me know. And let's see what this afternoon brings. Love you all. See you in an hour and 15 minutes or 17 minutes.